Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Talking on the case that just won't ever go away. Alec Murtaugh, and specifically some of the tentacles of this case that have made impacts on the lives of those who were unfortunate enough to have interacted with Alec on any sort of basis other than running the opposite direction down the street. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. He's also a Hidden Killers contributor. Russell Lafitte, the former CEO of Palmetto State Bank, sentence now, 7 years in federal prison for assisting Alec Murtaugh and stealing nearly $2 million from clients' legal settlements. Lafitte still saying, look, I'm sorry, but I did not realize I was doing anything wrong. Do you buy that? Is this just, you know, the cards are crumbling around all of these people and the misdeeds are now coming to light?
Yeah. Boy, isn't that sad?
Yeah.
This one's really sad to me. It's sad because I don't know what to think about it. I'm trying so hard to get context on this one. Believe it or not, the one thing, when I'm observing behavior, I try to suck in as much as I can, and things that stand out to me. And the one thing that really stood out to me is the wife said he's the anchor of our lives.
Yeah.
That's a powerful statement. Statements like that are powerful to me because we had an expression in the FBI when I worked espionage cases, and it was happy people don't commit espionage. And talking about some of the things that you and I have talked about before is, you know, wound collectors are the ones that seek retribution against others. Yep. And if you're a wound collector, you generally don't have a lot of people that really like you around. If you're committing heinous things against people and you know you're committing heinous things against people, generally don't like you. They might say the right things to you because they live in fear of you, like Alec Murtaugh, but other people, maybe not. I don't know on this one. I would be taking a look at this guy's arc of life. And we saw this with Lori Daybell as well. There is no one from her past that says, oh, we love Lori. She's been a friend of ours for 20 or 30 years because she's a path of destruction. I'd be interested in whether this guy has strong, healthy relationships that date back a long time, because it'll give an indication on two things. How intentional or unintentional was his behavior? I kind of think of him more as the frog that was put in a boiling pot of water as it was slowly heated.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he was boiled and had no idea, or he became witty that it was boiling, but he started rationalizing behavior because he didn't quite know how to get out of it. In other words, human beings, we seek patterns of behavior. And when you don't want to believe something, you're going to find the confirmation bias you're looking for to rationalize how it's okay. Doesn't make it right at all. So I think, you know, justice was done here. But him as an individual, I think all these things are coming to play about how he was made. In other words, I'm hard pressed to think he was born to do this. I think he got wrapped up in some really bad people and he's part of the path of destruction.
I think that analogy of the boiling water makes a lot of sense with something like this, because I'm sure Alec didn't necessarily walk into the bank one day and say, hey, let's pull off this fraud on all these people. I'm sure it was presented by Alec in a very, okay, let's do this. Hey, you know, buddy, okay, hey, you know what? I'm going to take care of you along the way. The old boys club, because that's kind of how a lot of things operated there. But at the same point, I wonder how much he truly knew was, you know, something illegal going on, or how much, like you said, over time, it's kind of looked the other way. This has been working out okay, and not maybe even recognizing or realizing the extent of the damage or where that money is coming from, or maybe just not asking enough questions, which should be done by a banker.
I'm also curious about Murtaugh himself, because he really defended his, you know, buddy here, saying, hey, it wasn't him, it was all me, I did it all. What struck me about that was, I have a question about that. Is he doing that because he's a pure psychopath looking for the grandiosity? Like, no, it was all me, man. I was the mastermind behind everything. Or is he actually trying to be a decent human being defending someone that he knowingly duped? So I'm curious about how that all plays out in his own mind as well.
That's a good question. I wonder how much Alec Murtaugh weighing in actually help or hurt Lafitte when it came to sentencing, because Lafitte, the prosecutor, is arguing that he has a lack of remorse. He apologized to the victims, but continues to minimize his role in the financial scheme and point the finger at Murdaugh, the co-conspirator. That's what the prosecution said. Rightfully so, they're going to say something like that. I don't know if there really truly is, in some of these cases, any amount of remorse that will be adequate. Certainly Alec did not, you know, really portray any of that. But everyone that's connected to Alec, they're in a hole that I don't think you can apologize yourself out of. And there is a certain level, I would say, of let's burn all of the witches. And to a certain extent, rightfully so. But at some point, we have to take a look and go, look, even some of these other people who may have been involved, they're still not Alex. And we should recognize that. And some people got sucked into really bad behavior here, but they're still not to the extent of what Alex was.
Yeah. But I also, then I love how we go back and forth, you know, on the good and bad of this. But at the same time, I think they're doing a good job down there, you know, saying that no one is above the law. And if you're part of any of this horrendous things that's taking advantage of another human being, we're going to get you. And you cannot be protected because you claim ignorance. And so, yeah, there's going to be devastated lives along the way, but I think it's a good warning shot to others. You know, so this is a great case to say, hey, the criminal justice system is working and we're going to send a powerful message, as opposed to letting the Manson murder chick out, you know, a couple of weeks ago that says, hey, well, you know, you're old now. And so, yeah, you did all these horrendous things, but we forgive you.
Yeah, I think justice was served in this case, without a doubt.
Yeah, it was. And unfortunately, it's just another family devastated by it, too.
Yeah. And I think the case, the story of everything that Alec has touched and destroyed is still far from over.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. This is a lifetime of behavior that is unraveling before our eyes.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.